Welcome to the Recycle Podcast, where we discuss everyday issues from a mental health perspective. We are your hosts, Dr. Rashonda Strickland,
Dr. LaFanya Jones-Hines,
and Dr. Nichelle Wall. Now don't get it twisted. We're not going to be your stereotypical therapist.
What we will be is informative, down to earth, a little spicy, and vulnerable.
All right, interns, turn up your volume, grab your pen and paper. It's supervision time. As a reminder, this podcast is not meant to take the place of a relationship with a licensed mental health professional.
So, for everybody who was on the other side of the glitches, what we were talking about was the first alleged of our whole get up. You know, if you missed everything else, hold on, okay, so what we said was, I'm gonna do it all over because I want them to have a good show too. Oh, please. Okay, let me get it together.
Welcome back.
It's supervision time.
It's another disbrawl.
Look, yes. But why though?
But why though? It's a Monday on a Wednesday.
Right.
Today's mood music is brought to you by 702.
Yes. Rest in
peace. Get it together.
Yes.
And we are rest in peace and are sending our prayers to the family of Iris. She is the individual on the right side of the picture. Mm-hmm. She passed away this week. We don't know exactly what happened, but there's some things being alluded. And, you know, with us being mental health professionals, we want to send our love out to the family and make sure that they're good.
Yeah.
You know, because that's not a easy thing to overcome if it is what we are assuming it is.
Yeah.
And it is Awareness Month, which is always a hard month for me because we got that in my own family that has occurred.
But
our first topic that we were bringing up was there has been some allegations about Tims, who is a Nigerian singer. Five in the morning. I'm not gonna sing it for you because I can't remember all the words, but Tims and
the dance
in Future allegedly are having a love child. Now, I don't know how true this is, y'all, because of the fact that there is no evidence whatsoever about this scandal, this love affair, this anything. No. They just kind of reaching for straws. Even the fans are saying that.
Yeah. So I was saying, you know, everybody loves a good rumor and we all love to jump on, you know, stuff and say like, well, it could be true. It seemed like it. She looked pregnant to me. So it also makes me think about, like, you know how this is pre-internet days, right? How we all seem to think the same thing. Like, how did we all live in different regions, right? We lived in different parts of the U.S. where we all thought that Tommy Hilfiger said something.
I felt so bad.
Them years.
I was like, I need to go buy stuff.
Right. Or that we all thought that, like, Marilyn Manson had, like,
gone and things to themselves.
Like, how this is, again, this is pre-internet days.
Yes.
So I think it's really easy for people, like, if it sounds juicy, if it's sensationalized, like, they grab onto it and it just spreads like wildfire.
Society, because it was back then, it wasn't social media, so society has a big influence on our beliefs. And it's like, we'll believe anything as long as it sounds juicy enough. We'll believe it.
Yeah. So our we have a comment on TikTok from Sophisticated Boheme. Hopefully I said that correct. That nobody should want to be with Future at all. No more. And I could not agree with you more.
Yes.
Now, he probably would, you know, if he ever saw this, would jump online to call me broke. But I still would stand firm 10 toes down on that.
I may be broke,
but I ain't got one.
I may even be ugly, but I'm free. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I had a moment. But the thing is, like, let's, if we're going to piece together a story, make it believable. Be like it was Lori Harvey mm-hmm. or something. They got back together. Like, how did we pull
those
her?
Two? Like, yeah. how, did y'all see them out somewhere? Were they holding hands? Were they hugging? Were they, like, why?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Like, did she tell one of her homegirls and now her homegirls done spread the rumor mill? Mm-hmm. Like, what happened?
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it. And for our people on the other side of the glitch, that's what y'all gonna be called this session. Look. We also were talking about the fact that, you know, between Nick Cannon and Future, there's so many kids. It's just it doesn't seem like they would want to have any more kids, or more women would want to have more kids with them. But of course it continues to happen. We understand, you know, things happen or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good on that community.
ride. Community ride.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good reframe.
Right.
It's a good PC reframe.
So keeping with the same allegations of pregnancy, and again, we don't go all out in this realm mm-mm. of saying who's pregnant, who's not pregnant. We're just giving you what the trending topic is. Topics are currently, and as we've all seen, our Ariel is allegedly with child with her. I think they've been together for over a year at this point, because they were together all during the filming and stuff. So DDG, she has not said yes or no, which is normal, and I think people need to realize that. You know, people like to get out of the first trimester and like well into the second trimester before they say anything, because, you know, child loss is real.
Mm-hmm.
And
especially in the first trimester.
Yes. This is her first child ever, if she is, or she could just have some healthy weight on her. We don't know. We don't know any of these things.
Look. People struggle with gastrointestinal issues. As somebody that struggles with IBS, it be real, okay? So you cannot always say that a person, just because they got a little pooch in their stomach, that mean they pregnant. Or women that struggle with endometriosis,
mm-hmm.
you know, fibroids, all kinds
PCOS.
Of things. PCOS, like, you cannot just assume just because it's a little extra in the little belly area that means, oh, you got to be pregnant. It's like, come on, we're too far into, you know, human civilization to be still thinking that just because somebody got a little bit of extra weight in their stomach, that's an automatic rumor for pregnancy, or you're wearing a flowy dress.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that any type of baby doll dress or anything that's flowy, mm-hmm. if you're a top heavy, immediately
mm-hmm.
you look much bigger than what you actually are.
And guys, obviously, there is some likelihood that this could be true, but just wait. You know, mm-hmm. she's doing a lot of the baggy clothes. She's doing a lot of the purses in front of her midsection and things like that. She will let us know when it's time.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, I think that, you know, when you're a celebrity, social media now takes the opportunities away for them to make their own announcements.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, she has the ability to make the announcement when she's ready.
Yep.
You know, because mm-hmm. as far as we know, she don't have a choice now, but I was going to say, for us, we know if she is, she may not want to keep it, but she may have to. So, but I'm just saying, like, you mm-hmm. know, we can't get in people's, we have to get out of the habit of being in people's lives like they are best friends. And even if they're our best friends, stop spreading their business.
Yeah. I remember one time when I was still in my hometown that one of the ladies from church came up to me and said, are you pregnant? I said, no, I'm just fat. This is depression weight. And she just looked at me like I was like, oh,
she
my
know
God.
What to say.
I said, no, I'm being serious. I'm depressed right now.
We need to get away from asking women that.
I was like,
I still don't understand why you would... So mm-hmm. dumb to me.
And we're not friends. We don't go together. I don't know you like that. Yes, we have gone to the same church since my family moved there at that time, but I don't fellowship with you. We don't have a bond.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If I didn't tell you I was pregnant, then that means you're not in my circle for me to tell you. So why are you asking me?
That part.
Like,
People are just comfortable.
Too comfortable.
They just comfortable. They just have no filter, no boundaries. You know, it's like we have social rules, unwritten social rules. Mm-hmm. You're not following them right now. You breaking the rules. I need to send you to the figurative principal's office so you can get some act right and stay out of my business. Because if I'm minding my business and you minding my business, who minding your business?
Right. I think we need to make some new social rules, because that needs to be one of the rules that we change. Like, stop asking women if they're pregnant. And we can't even be sick mm-hmm. without somebody saying, oh, you pregnant?
Yeah. I want to say, you right, T-Raw. People should just mind their business and the one that pays them. Mm-hmm. I agree with you 100%.
I agree too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think back to that situation that I was just talking about, and I was really not in a good headspace. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, I think at the time I was taking care of my mother who was battling breast cancer. I was getting a doctorate. I was trying to work. I was helping take care of my little brother. Like, it was a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
I was with a horrible man.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I was lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I was just dangling from the thread like this.
Mm-hmm.
But then look up, things started getting better. I dropped 30 pounds. They was like, oh my God, are you okay? You're sick. Which is
we can't be on either side of the spectrum.
Look.
It's like, am I too big? Am I too small?
Lose too much weight now. It's like, oh, you on that shit?
Mm-hmm.
you something wrong with you now. Gain too much is like, oh, you all right? You mm-hmm. might want to, you know, slow down a little bit.
Yeah, whatever. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We digress.
Mm-hmm. Because we can rant about that all night.
Yes.
Like, for real.
So, y'all, we got another allegedly. We're not even
supposedly,
into the topic,
maybe.
And this one hurt us, y'all. This one really, really, it hurt my feelings. But allegedly, the rap duo that we love, mm-hmm. that held each other down, mm-hmm. is possibly getting a divorce. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Remy Ma and Papoose.
So sad.
I don't know how to feel.
Because
mm-hmm. it's like they had like the love story of like
mm-hmm.
someone, you know, going away for something they did. You got to serve your time. You got to mm-hmm. do what you got to do. But y'all loving each other through all of that stuff, mm-hmm. being loyal to each other. And so this is very new. This is all just coming out that there are allegations of Remy Ma
mm-hmm.
having an affair with a Brooklyn rapper named Easy Somebody.
Yeah.
Easy Somebody something. Not E. He gone.
Yeah.
And in a rap battle between Easy and somebody named Gucci Geechee something with a G. They not relevant to Remy and Papoose. That's the point I'm trying to make. But they had a rap battle, and the Geechee individual
mm-hmm.
was going in and going off on Easy, and Easy responded with, any man, these are not his actual lyrics, but any man that's saying something about who I'm with is mad because I'm still with the person that they talking about.
Oh, wow.
So she's in, she's at the thing. She's literally at the rap battle. She didn't say nothing to the Geechee man. That's not his real name. And he didn't say nothing to Easy, no E.
Mm.
So I'm sitting here like, somebody please say something.
I think one of the things that kind of saddened me about hearing this news is that Papoose is one of the rare occurrences of a man holding it down for a woman.
Yeah.
You know, because he, you know, she went to prison and he waited for her.
Mm-hmm.
He visited her regularly and, you know, continued to stay committed to her throughout her incarceration.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not, anyone that has ever worked in the prison system knows that that is rare. You will see women visiting men like there is nobody's business. But men staying and visiting women in prison is far less likely. It's more likely to be family, like parents or her children.
Not even. Because I told y'all before, when I was with the feds, and it was a men's facility.
She wasn't locked up. Let me clarify that.
You said when you was with the feds.
I thought you said locked up.
No, you weren't locked up.
No, I thought you said locked up. That I misheard you.
Oh. No, Remy Ma was locked up.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying Dr. Jones Hines was
I was doing work with the feds. Oh.
You said when I was with the feds. No,
she wasn't.
When she wasn't working in the feds.
Yes, working. I was at a men's facility, and the line would be around the building for people to see them and visit them. Mm-hmm. But then I went on a tour at the women's facility on the day that they were supposed to have visitations. Nobody. Crickets.
Mm-hmm.
No parents, no mm-hmm. family, no loved ones, spouses, no children.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah. So I think, like I was saying, that's one of the things that hearing about this, I'm like, oh, dang. Like, he was one of the rare instances of a man holding a woman down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's public.
Publicly. Yes. Mm-hmm. And he always publicly confessed his love for her, his dedication to her. And, you know, it's just really sad to see them. If this is true, of course, this is allegedly, supposedly, perhaps, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
If this is true, it is really sad to see the breakdown of something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah. Especially because, you know, they didn't have this baby.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you should ever stay for kids. I'm not a fan of that.
No,
but
please don't do that.
You know, they tried really hard because she had a tough time getting pregnant. She actually had an ectopic pregnancy
mm-hmm.
before, and she almost was out of here. Mm-hmm. And you know, then they were able to have little mama, who is the spitting image of her mama.
Yeah, she's just the cutest little thing.
So if this is true, this is going to be tough, mm-hmm. hard blow to the community.
You know, for people to go through things like that in their marriage and then mess it up by a temporary situation or a heat or something very simple that didn't have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's heartbreaking, especially when it didn't need to happen. Especially because you know, you could have just left them alone. That way y'all could have had more respect and just, you know, had a mm-hmm. good friendship and parentingship.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah. Don't cheat on me.
Right.
It ain't going to be good for you. Just leave me. Cause I can come back from you breaking up from me and leaving me, but and I can come back from that too, but I'm saying it's way harder, more mm-hmm. difficult to deal with that level of betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially for me, because I done let you in.
Yeah.
The betrayal, and then I lose respect for you.
Yeah.
You're unalive to me. In case y'all don't know, I'm a Scorpio.
Sting.
With 2 to 3 other placements of Scorpio in my chart, I am a Scorpio. And the other placements are Virgo. So I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've talked about this before in various of our previous sessions mm-hmm. that, you know, infidelity changes the person that that was cheated on. Mm-hmm. Like your whole perspective of yourself, your perspective of life, like mm-hmm. it really does fundamentally change you, especially depending upon if you and you believe that you and this other person had a healthy relationship and you're, you know, blindsided. Now, if, you know, you and this person always have had a lot of problems and a lot of issues, you may not be as surprised, but there's, you know, we tend to pedestalize our partners in some form or fashion, maybe not worship and, you know, think that, you know, they can do no wrong, mm-hmm. but we do tend to pedestalize our partners in some kinds of ways. And then to hear that they, you know, have betrayed you in this kind of way, it really does shake your whole world. And it's hard to deal with. It's hard to heal from that, especially if you and that person, you know, decide to stay together. It is a lot of work and a lot of change. So if this is true on their end and he decides to stay, it is a lot of work to mm-hmm. repair that kind of trust break. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when I talk with clients about trust, you know, I usually give them like a really vivid example of, so like if I have this glass, like it's only going to look like this once.
Mm-hmm.
If I drop this glass, I can glue it back together. but it's never going to look as pristine and together and hold the liquid like it did the first time. Mm-hmm. It can still function. It can still operate. It can still do the thing that, it can still do the thing that it was designed to do, but it does not, it's never going to look the same ever again.
Well, and there'll still be leaks at times, because the thing about it is once that happens and it shatters and I try to glue, there's still going to be like a little hole right here because, you know, that little piece got swept up. It got lost. It's too small for me to see it. So it's going to be a little hole right there. And so anytime you do something that reminds me of the betrayal, I'm going to respond to you out of my trigger.
Yeah. It takes a while. And I think that's one of the hard things in therapy for the person who has, been cheated on, to be able to process through that and still stay, still want to be in that relationship, and then be like, okay, I can't keep bringing this up because it's no longer healthy. It's different. I need to get maybe clarity, and even that, keep that to a minimum too, because there's some things you really don't need to know.
Yeah,
because at the end of the day, it happened.
Yep,
that's because the problem.
At that point, then you're asking to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
And we don't ever want to acknowledge that, that sometimes when you have been betrayed and you start asking these really deep, specific questions, you are asking questions unintentionally. You don't think that you're doing it, but you're asking these questions in an effort to be hurt.
In the vein of thinking, I need to know. But why do you need to know? That's one of the questions we ask our couples. Like, why do you need to know that answer? What is that going to, how is that going to help you?
Yeah.
And it won't. It definitely won't. But also, it takes time to heal. Sometimes years. It doesn't mean that y'all are not having healthy conversations and healthy behaviors. Maybe you are in therapy, or you went to see somebody in your church or whatever the situation, or you have an accountability partner in your friend group, whatever it is. But it takes years of repair. And that doesn't mean that you can't become something better.
Oh, yeah.
But that's typically when you done went through the fire and now it's a whole new cup.
And the one who was cheated on wasn't hurried up.
Hey, can y'all put this in that molten lava and make a new glass?
We thought over.
Right.
It's the phoenix.
Right. Right.
Yeah. It's not going to be an easy process.
No, not at all.
If this is a true story, I'm praying that it is just a rap battle that used Remy Ma instead of it being like, okay, this actually happened.
And I'm planting seeds out there.
Yeah, I'm praying it ain't. And there is a, not that it matters, because you can date whoever you want to as long as it's consensual and legal. But there is a huge age gap too. I believe Remy Ma is 45 and I think he's 25 or something like that. So there's some, you know, there's some stuff happening in this situation. And of course, we won't know until later, because I want to say it's only been like 24 hours maybe since this story broke. So we gonna see.
Yeah.
So y'all, we had to dig up some stuff from the TV world because we were like, this is all music.
Yeah.
But it's still relationship stuff. Yeah. So for all my people who love reality TV and kind of the one that is making big waves right now is Love is Blind. And for those that y'all, those of y'all who don't know what Love is Blind is, it's a exercise of determining if you can date somebody without seeing them and get to a place of love, then propose, live together, and then get married at the end of the show. And so this particular couple or throuple, we'll call it what it is, this particular throuple had a lot of fan favorites. It didn't end up well for nobody at the end of it. But what we have discovered is that Jackie Bonds and Josh Demas have actually split and called it quits due to Jackie not respecting Josh's boundaries about something. However, we do know that both of them, based off of the show, did a lot of suspect and trash things. While she was actually in the original couple, which was with Marshall while they were engaged.
Ooh, that's messy.
That's messing a lot.
It was. And I'm going to tell you like this. I didn't like the girl. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I watched the show.
Tell me how you really feel.
My issue was I really liked them in the beginning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, cool, cool. This will be good.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of gaslighting. There was a lot of, and I'm not saying that Marshall was, he had some stuff that he needed to work on and some things that he needed to do different because he jumped fly a few times. But when you are on a show for love and you completely sabotage the relationship instead of just ending the relationship, you kissing Josh and you supposed to be at your fitting. Mm. You didn't go to your fitting. You didn't tell your partner that you weren't going to your fitting. His homeboys that he's made on the show, they girls said she didn't show up and that's how he found out.
Wow.
While he was getting ready to try on his suit. It's just, it was too much. And so you don't be the villain in this story.
Yeah.
in my eyes. Right.
Yeah.
Like that's that. Because.
Okay. You can't even get your thoughts together.
I can't. No, because but you're supposed to be at your dress fitting. So tell me you don't want to marry me without telling me you don't want to marry me.
That.
Like.
And then was lying. They had made up a whole bunch of stuff when the reunion came out to paint Marshall in a bad light, and they refused to actually come. They just did it through Skype, Zoom before time. Mm. And I was just looking like, girl, wow. Molly whop you. I was so hurt. My feelings was hurt. Even the cast was looking at them like, that don't make no sense.
Yeah.
Because I think she tried to say that Marshall was trying to go back and get with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as that aired, Marshall actually popped out his real girlfriend who he would have been dating after the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, that just further proves that that was a lie too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But,
you know, sometimes I wonder like how much of this is for show, how much of this is really these people's personalities. You know, some of this, I don't know. It's hard to tell sometimes.
I think for this one, it's a little bit different because you don't get to see anything. Now, that's not to say that we don't have like master manipulators and people who are in there trying to have their 15 minutes of fame and all that, because it's always somebody and it is always hilarious to watch that individual not get chose.
Yeah.
But it was bad. Even when they had the bachelorette party, I think it was, Josh showed up inebriated.
Oh, goodness.
She was very distant, but she was very flirty with Josh, but she was distant to her fiance.
Lord have mercy.
So when I say it was just
give me the precursors of having an affair.
Right.
Yeah. Why didn't you just choose him? He could have found somebody else.
Right. You giving me a sneak preview
of what it's going to be like to be married to you.
Yes.
Yeah. Our people on TikTok are saying, I'm honestly surprised they made it this long. So I agree with you, girl.
This long, how long they been married?
They didn't get married. They were just a couple.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So the other individuals, for the most part, got married. Where people did, but they didn't make it to the altar.
Well, she didn't have a dress fitting, so
I would say she wasn't planning to.
Right.
She was about to be on that, like, you know, FloJo.
Wow.
Runaway bride. You know, and some people are in love with the idea of being married, or they're in love with the idea of being in a relationship, and they truly don't either want to or don't know how to do the work to be committed to another person. But it sounds good. It sounds good to be married. It sounds good to be partnered with somebody. But when you get ready to, it's like, oh, hold on. I got to look at me too. I can't just put all the stuff on you. I can't just focus on my energies externally. Like, oh, I'm affecting you.
And like, some people aren't ready for the blessing that they claim they want.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that Jackie was one of those individuals that was not ready. She literally told Marshall, like, you need to be more of a man. You need to do this. You too sensitive. You up cooking me breakfast. What?
Can we say emasculation 101?
All right. I was like, so how does breakfast make one feminine
and not a man?
So
it's food.
Yeah.
Right.
You didn't know. You didn't get the memo. Breakfast is out. Men can eat lunch now.
I
tell me you don't know how to be loved without telling me you don't know how to be loved. Yeah. You want to walk around being tough and hard all the time, then you do that.
Yeah.
That's cool. And that's why you picked what you done always had, and you see how that worked out.
I would love for my husband to make me breakfast. Now, he don't mess with the stove now. Now, if they had, you know, breakfast in a tin, and he could throw that joint in the oven
or on the grill
like if he could do breakfast on the grill, he'd be all over it. You know, I ain't never had grilled eggs before. So
hey, it might be tasty,
right?
It might be
with some cheese on.
I would be like, oh my God, my husband made breakfast.
Girl, you crazy. Y'all see how I'll be if I get a gift. I would be so excited.
Yes.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Yeah, I think, you know, when people say that they want to be in a relationship, a committed relationship, and or married, I don't know if they know what that means. Because, like, that means that you have to give of yourself. That means that you have to learn how to be a partner. Yeah. And although, like, I know for me, I was single all my life until I got married.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Somebody on the TikTok just told me you can get pecan wood smoked eggs. Now, hold on. Can you drop a recipe, some instructional materials in the comments, please?
DM us.
Yes. On how we going to do that. Because my brain is not braining right now and I can't figure it out. So
I'm here for it.
Put some info in the comments for
me. Please. And thank you.
Because we got pecan wood at the house. We just smoked some ribs this weekend. So I can tell him, hey, save a log for this weekend to do some smoked eggs. Because I heard it on the TikTok.
Hey, you get him a griddle, he can do anything on the grill.
That is true.
Yeah, that is true.
That might be the way you get your breakfast in bed. Hey, I'm here.
A breakfast on the table.
He ain't messing with the stove.
No. If it ain't grill, I'm like, look, here, you're going to have to do the toast, everything out there.
Yeah,
but it's probably gonna be good. It'd be real flavorful.
The sausage and the bacon.
See, look, you got us going on a whole tangent.
I'm sorry
about smoked breakfast.
All right.
Hey, most of us is from Texas, and the other is from Tennessee, and it's the same thing.
Really.
Okay, y'all. But our next is also a couple that we were not expecting to see nothing happen recently, not because, you know, people don't grow apart, but just because of the way they show up for each other and liking similar lifestyles and things like that. But in case y'all have not heard, the next couple that is currently separated, and that it has been confirmed by Teyana Taylor, is Teyana Taylor and Iman Shumpter. They have decided to, at the moment, part ways. She still very much says that they love each other and they will co-parent, which makes sense because they do seem like the type of couple that will probably be cool with each other's next person. Mm-hmm. That's just the type of energy that they kind of give off. So
She actually said they've been separated for a while. They just didn't make it public.
And I believe that, you know, they've been spending a lot less time to like in the
public
eye, and they typically are a very public couple. Mm-hmm. So I didn't find it hard to believe that had occurred, but it's still kind of like, oh, that's sad.
Especially because you said that she said that they're the best of friends. So it's like, why y'all couldn't make it work? I mean, I know sometimes you're better friends than, you know, lovers, but still, like, why y'all couldn't make it work out?
Mm-hmm. Not our TikTok people talking about
they made it up.
I wonder if she's looking for a girlfriend and allows a shopping allowance. Well, you know, they are in a lifestyle that allows for openness and multiple genders. So that might be a possibility. But she probably, knowing her, based off of what she kind of shows us, she's probably healing a little bit, you know, because she is a softy. As hard as she be coming across, she is a big old softy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, hurt my little heart.
But I actually can't remember who said this, but I heard it was one of my clients that said divorce is contagious. And I was like, I've never heard anybody say that before. you know, he was talking about some, you know, issues that he has going on. But the reference was, I don't want to be around somebody else that was in, you know, getting divorced. Somebody in his life was getting divorced. So he had started to withdraw from that relationship because he was like, divorce is contagious.
Oh.
See, my thing is, I don't necessarily think divorce is contagious, but when you aren't somebody who holds other folks accountable and you doing the same types of behaviors and things, then you're probably going to be next because you were doing the same types of things.
Well, so I do agree with you, but I understand what he's meaning by it's contagious, because sometimes, you know, the couple is friends with, you know, the husband, wife and wife. And so the wives start talking and you're like, well, I'm why y'all getting divorced, girl? Because he wasn't taking the trash out and I just got sick of it.
Yeah.
Girl, you know what? My husband don't take the trash out either. Now, maybe I need to divorce him too. Maybe I need to say I'm going to divorce him because, you know, maybe that'll make him take the trash out.
Y'all know what I like to say. Misery don't just love company. Misery loves miserable company.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you being happy and good around me. I want us to be in the trenches together.
Thiesman says, hate to hear about the Tiana divorce, but I hope it brings another album. Number one, they're separated. We don't know if they're going to get a divorce. Number two, she has retired from music.
Yeah, she's just doing the dance studio stuff
Dance studio. She's doing artist development. She is producing. She's making movies. So I know that's sad for a lot of people to hear, but you have to remember, like, Tiana is one of those individuals that was a multi-threat person. Yeah. She's not solely on music. She's not solely on this. And plus, she recently got burned in her contract with Kanye West. And so I think she is taking a hiatus, and hopefully she does come back, because I do actually like her music. I love her dancing. She is a phenomenal performer. I know she's finishing up the tour that she had to pause when she got sick. So you'll probably still see things around, but she is officially retired.
And look, Tiffany, if you get the address, y'all let us know too, because we want some friends too. We like to get gifts, and we like to spend money.
I want a glucose guardian that don't want no glucose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The first time I heard it, I think
it was on air.
It was on. Y'all, this was like way back when we first started recording. The first time she said that, I was like, what? It was so funny to me, because I had literally never ever heard anybody describe a sugar daddy as a glucose guardian
with no glucose.
You know, and I don't want you to have no glucose.
No. You know, my bestie Trish, she always get on to me because I be making up stuff. So, like, I called her one day and I was like, hey friend, you want something to eat? And she was like, yeah, where you at? I said, clown in a box. She talking about, get off my phone, stop talking to me. I'm always doing it. I can't help it. You know, the nerd, goofy, quirky person I am, I'm like, y'all just gonna have to deal with it. It's okay.
Lord have mercy. It's something in the water. They say that when people, you know, a lot of people get pregnant, but I think it's something else. It might be something
In the state.
I think people tired.
Something in the air.
I think people are tired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in some of these situations, the alleged situation so far, I think people are just not following through with what they need to follow through to live whatever life they want to live.
Mm-hmm.
But in other situations, people are tired.
Yeah.
And so they're like, I'm not going to continue this. I think someone else that's getting divorced that shocked the mess out of me was Kevin Costner and his wife, Hugh Jackman. I said, not Wolverine.
Like, why we got mature people doing this too? Wiser people doing this?
I'm like, people are done with everybody.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
Wow.
So, y'all.
I know.
Oh, God. Here
our
we
go. Next group of people are frequent flyers on the show. And I didn't pick them.
Unalive.
Dr. Jones Hines picked this topic, and it is Chrisean Rock, Blueface, and Chrisean Rock Jr. And for y'all that don't know, she has had the baby about 3 weeks ago. They have already shot a music video and had a feud on Twitter/X about the baby being around too many people, but that was before they shot the video. So it is the mess that keeps on messing. And that's why the session is called But Why Though.
When I say this is one couple, like, I want to just get off of social media so I don't have to hear about them no more.
I don't even follow these people.
Me neither.
I said, y'all, whoever I follow, stop posting.
Yeah, I've never Googled these people. No. I've never searched for these people. But somehow
they keep arriving.
Yeah, they just
in my feed.
Now, I'm not even going to hold y'all. I was excited to see that she had given birth because I was super happy for her because I was like, okay, she's doing good. She's surrounded by people. And then I said, God,
girl, I was excited at the, it seemed like maybe the middle of her pregnancy, she started, it seemed like she started like giving mm-hmm. him space, like yes. just go on about your business.
Yeah.
And so I thought the same thing, you know, she got the baby baptized and I was like, okay. And she's, seemed like you were still doing.
She done bought herself a house. Like,
I know.
Why?
Yeah. And I just to kind of, oh, two comments here. One, I think Blueface reminds probably every woman of at least one of their exes.
Oh, God.
At least one.
Mm.
For some people, probably multiple, but at least one ex. And T said, sis gave birth on live. I knew there was no hope.
But I was here for it because you got to remember she's an influencer. So she's not doing mm-hmm. what her God-given talents were back in the day.
Yeah.
She is now in the influencer realm.
Yeah.
So it's no different than me waiting on who recently had a baby. Me waiting on Ms. Vaughn TV for her birth story.
Mm-hmm.
So I was fine with that because that's who she is and what she does.
Mm-hmm.
My problem was you didn't stick to what you knew you should have done because now you're not being safe with this baby.
Yeah.
Somebody said that she took the baby to get baptized and took him right back to the devil.
Look, it's like, you know, sage in your house and you got the windows closed.
That part.
Well, running
part.
Around
and,
with you.
Right. And I agree with Sophisticated Boheme that they are like, I want, as much as I want them to go away, they are like a car crash and I'm rubbernecking hard because it's like,
mm-hmm.
it is almost, as a clinician, it is hard to not watch the train wreck that's happening. And you can see the spiral that's just going on between this triad because it's really Blueface, Krishan, and his other baby child's mother.
Something. Jaden. I get him confused. But the song that she, the video that she in is called Baby Mama Drama.
Yes.
I said,
cheese and all in the video.
With the baby.
Hold the baby neck up. Right. Hold his neck.
Don't give somebody, get a babysitter.
Breathing on him.
I'm like, he still got the wrinkly face. You know how babies, when they newborns, they
still smushed.
Yeah, they not fat. Yeah, they don't have no, they still wrinkly.
Yeah.
He's still wrinkly.
I really wanted her to make better decisions since she's now a mom. And now, granted, she did say that this is what she said on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't reconciled. They are working on themselves to be a healthier versions of themselves. So they supposedly have not reconciled.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Yeah. If you ain't reconciled, I mean, I'm not going to be around you at all.
Right. It is hard to watch people self-destruct.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of our commenters said that it's hard to believe that people act like this in real life.
It's real.
Yes, trust us.
It's real.
We see it literally every week.
Yep. Y'all,
every single week.
I typically am the person who sees the most couples in the practice. Everybody sees them for the most part, except for maybe one or two people. But we all see couples. And, you know, I've had previous clients that I'm just like, leave already.
Mm-hmm.
And stop coming to therapy talking to me about this same stuff. I can't say that. That's what I be thinking
mm-hmm.
on the inside because that's unethical. But it's just like, so you telling me every time you come here, you want to be hurt.
Yeah.
You want to be hurt so bad.
Yeah. One thing that I was talking about with Dr. Jones-Hines earlier was that, you know, codependency runs so deep in some people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that mother wound, that father wound, and that desire to be needed, that desire to be wanted, to be seen, you know, any type of attention is golden.
Better than nothing.
It's better than nothing. And if I have felt neglected my whole life, rejected my whole life, alone, this, and then somebody comes and love bombs me, I think they are the best thing. And I'm just swimming in what I believe is admiration, what I believe is care and concern, which is just really a bunch of manipulation with the purposes to control me. But because I've been so neglected, I don't have the ability or the resources to recognize that when it's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she said, one of the things that she said is that, you know, they're not, they haven't reconciled, but they are working on being healthier versions of themselves. I would like to know why, how, ma'am, because if y'all, neither one of y'all are in therapy.
I was about to say, that's hard to do on your own.
Right. And the thing about it is, what incentive does he have?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know he has, he already had children, I believe. So that has not been an incentive. So you having his baby is not going to be an incentive. So what is the incentive for him to change? You're not requiring him to change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually, just for the sake of this particular session, I was like, let me look up what Krishan looked like before Blueface. Y'all, and when I tell you, she looked like a totally different woman. Now, the picture on the right that's coming up, y'all, is her before Blueface. Mm-hmm. And then the picture on the left is obviously with him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's phenomenal. It's mind-boggling.
I had seen... Again, I told you, I don't know how these individuals continue to pop up on my feed, but I had seen a video of somebody talking about the women that get with Blueface, how their faces become very round and like pie-shaped. Because they were showing a video of his first child's mother and then a still of Krishan, and she had, you know, kind of puffed up and things like that. And you know, I was talking about in my head, I was like, well, it's stress hormone. You know, cortisol, when you are under lots of stress, your body is going to inflame.
It's not just in your stomach.
Yeah. No, that hormone wreaks havoc on your body.
Yep.
And it will inflame you in all kinds of areas. And I think they both drink as well. So you have the combination of drinking as well as stress hormone that is running rampant and out of control in your body. You're going to swell up in a lot of different ways. You know, likely digestive issues, and it would make sense that their faces would change structure because their body is not working properly because they're under such immense stress all the time.
And trauma.
That too.
Yeah.
It's the trauma part for me.
Yeah. Well, Mama Pena said, what do we think about Odell Beckham and Kim Kardashian dating? It sounds like normal. I mean, she got a type.
Yeah, she
does. Really, Kanye was outside of her type that we typically saw her with. So she got a type.
Yeah.
And he do too.
Yeah. But I do want to comment on a couple of the ones that we've gotten on TikTok. Sophisticated Boheme said, an ex used to tell me that stress will take a young person and give them an old face. It absolutely will.
Yes.
Stress is, it will completely change the structure of what you look like.
Yep. Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They younger than me.
They younger than all of us.
I said, oh, them babies is elderly.
Yes. Stress will take, it can add year, one, it'll add years onto your life.
Yep.
Like literally, it will add years onto your life, or take years off of your life, really. And it will change the structure of your face. You know, your body is not meant to have that hormone flowing at high levels all the time. Stress hormone is really kind of like adrenaline. It's meant to be, I have a situation, I need to be able to have quicker reaction time, I need to be able to
create a solution,
be sensitive to what's going on, but you're not meant to stay there. And when you do, your body's like, okay, I mean, if this is what we're gonna
do, change your baseline.
Exactly.
That's why they say, you know, stress is a silent unaliver.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, it will wreak havoc on your body. it has to get out some way, and sometimes it ends up eating them organs up.
Yep. It really is. And that's why it's so important. And I wish we did not have still such a stigma on mental health. It is so important to be able to, even if it's just vent. Like, I've had clients where I'm like, look, as long as you know this is what you're paying for, mm-hmm. You understand that you're just coming in here, you just need a space to just vent. Okay, I'm still going to throw, I'm still going to throw some stuff out there because I can't just not do that.
Right.
But if the primary reason that you need is you need a voice, you need a voice of reason, you need a space that because you don't have it at home, because you don't trust the people in your home, you don't trust your coworkers, and you need someone that you know that this is for me, do that. I wish we would give people the space to really get their stress out. Mm-hmm. Because it really is causing a lot of people to leave this earth earlier than what they mm-hmm. needed to.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm. Do y'all have, your mom gonna ask, did you have any comments with the
Odell? Oh, well, I didn't know Odell Beckham and Kim Kardashian were potentially dating.
Because those,
he's an athlete.
Somebody I definitely don't follow. Yeah. I don't see nothing about them.
I was like, he's an athlete, so it would make sense because she has a history of dating athletes. Mm-hmm. So, I say more power to her. Mm. If people are willing to be with her, hey, who am I to judge? So, I think a lot of people are still gonna not like that mm-hmm. because there seems to be people just don't like her.
Yeah.
You're either you like her or you don't. Like mm-hmm. there's not really any middle ground when it comes to her. Mm-hmm. So,
go ahead.
I guess for me, I just think, everybody deserves a chance. If you want to date each other, then see if it work. Don't be around pouring your toxic juice on everybody.
Mm-hmm. I hope he watches out for his football career because, mm-hmm. people, the internets talk and say that there's a Kardashian curse. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, he already kind of headed down anyway.
I know that injury really.
Yeah.
Did a number on him.
And then, How long he been dating him? Maybe it's because
before
that,
because he was in a relationship. Yeah, he has a new baby.
Oh,
yeah, because he had like a season-ending injury.
Yeah, so I don't think.
Didn't it's, he? Mom, she would know because my mom is an avid football fan. Didn't he have a season-ending mm-hmm. injury?
I believe so.
Okay,
it was some. When did his I can't remember if it was ankle or knee or something.
Oh, he
like
tore
that.
His ACL. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. My brain was like, I can't remember, but he messed something up. But no, he was already headed down this path. If it wasn't going to be Kim, it would be someone else similar mm-hmm. to her. So
yeah,
he already got a mother of a child under his wing. He was already
in that line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is just her norm. Mm-hmm. But I think we also have to remember, and we've talked about this before, that there's a certain community that is established when you have more money, when you are in certain settings. So she's going to date those types of people because that is also what she is around.
Mm-hmm.
She has been around Black men for the majority of her adult life, or all of her adult life, because she had a relationship with Ray J when they were teenagers. Mm-hmm. So, this is normal. It always surprises me that people are still surprised by it.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked when she dated
Pete Davidson.
Mm-hmm. Pete Davidson Ugh. And Blake, even though
that didn't sound like a match.
They kind of sort of, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone said, I need to go find these rich new ballers. No, thank you. thank you. Because then you got to do something strange for them rich new ballers, too.
Rich new balls.
Because that's a lot of change. We're doing a lot of strange.
Yeah. So our next topic of conversation, sadly, is the situation that is unfolding with Sergio Brown and the remains of his mother, Miss Myrtle Brown.
Speaking of football.
speaking of football. And, you know, we've been seeing a decline in this individual for a little bit of time. So to see it escalate to now him being on videos in mm-hmm. Mexico and footage of him doing something behind his house, and mm-hmm. then to find her remains behind the house.
Yeah.
It just, it kind of, it broke my heart.
Yeah. It saddens me because they are accusing him of unaliving his mom. And I pray that that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but why, if these videos of him on IG is real, he doesn't even seem to be impacted by the news of hearing that his mom is unalive.
He's mm-hmm. not even making coherent
statements.
So there is, if y'all know anything about mental health, there is a likelihood that what is assuming to be happened has happened, and he has no recollection of it because he's presenting as if he's had some type of psychotic break. He's mm-hmm, fully detached yeah. from reality. So I don't even know how this man got on a plane.
Yeah. How he was able to keep it together yeah. long enough. Yeah. Because if anybody has ever been around somebody that's in a psychotic episode, like active, positive hallucinations. And when I say positive, I don't mean like good. I mean, they're active and very vivid. You can't keep it together.
So it would be no way he would be able to go get on a plane and fly somewhere and be stable.
Yeah. That nobody said anything, that nobody got weird.
Get put off the plane.
Yeah. It would be like, extremely difficult.
Yeah.
And we're not going to say impossible, but it would definitely be difficult.
Yeah.
Because the behavior is very off-putting.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is. But allegedly, because we don't know, there is footage of him doing something. And no one can get in contact with the mom or him. Mm-hmm. So, of course, typically these type of situations are someone in the home, and they did live together.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom was 73 years old. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
I don't think nobody was trying to get no money from her, from him. So,
yeah. And I think, you know, Americans, we love American football, right? But I think we really have to start taking a look at a contact sport like football, right? Because just in comparison to like rugby, it's essentially the same type of game. But when they play rugby, they're more careful about their contact because they are not wearing pads and helmets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is skin to skin contact. And I know that if I hit you a certain kind of way, it's going to cause severe damage. And this is not to say that rugby players don't get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But with American football, you have pads and a helmet. And these things have become more and more sophisticated as the game has progressed. The ability at which these men hit each other is like almost unheard of, the types of damage that it can do. And now that we know that CTE is a real thing, mm-hmm. just think about just over the last 15 years, 20 years, the number of professional football players that are either actively playing or recently retired that have either engaged in severe domestic violence.
Yeah.
Have, you know,
aggression period,
or have, you know, unalived another person. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are seeing this in record numbers, and there is a reason. So I think we really got to start looking at this particular sport and, you know, is it worth it
yeah.
at the end of the day?
Yeah. That frontal lobe can't take all that impact. And that's typically the area that gets the most impact because it's right in the front.
Yeah.
Limbic rage is real. I don't know if many yeah. of y'all know about that, but there have been several studies about limbic rage or black rage where you have no idea what is going on, but you are tearing yeah. everything in your sight up.
Yeah.
And so even if you think about other sports like boxing, and we think about, you know, Muhammad Ali and how he was at the end of his life,
mm-hmm.
that was because of how many brain injuries he had.
Yeah.
You know, it's not good. You know, people were making fun of Errol Spence Jr. And I'm like, no, whoever cleared him to fight in that last fight shouldn't have cleared him to fight. Because he was not okay.
Yeah.
You know,
and I think shame on the medical field for not fighting to change the way football, boxing sports are these days, because they know the impact that, I mean, I know that this is fairly new. I mean, they've been working on the research and trying to find out, you know, more about it. The more you find out, the more you need to advocate for these people to do something different with this sport, whatever it needs to be, because it's not helpful for society. Mm-mm. Or that individual.
Yeah. I would add on to what you're saying. Shame on the owners.
Yeah. Because that's the real problem.
Yeah. Like, you know, these men are a commodity. You serve a purpose, which is to
entertain,
put more money in my pocket. Mm-hmm. That's really all it is. Mm-hmm. People that already have money that can't be spent in a lifetime. But the whole purpose is put more of it in my pocket. And when you're done, okay. Yeah. There's an unimaginable number of young men ready to take your place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, the thing about it is, you know, what I would want to know is there a certain amount of years that they, I mean, I know you can have one good hit and, you know, things can change, but is there a certain amount of years that they need to be in this sport and then they need to retire before it sets in? Like that, I would want to know that about the research, because if that's the case, then that needs to be told to the players and boxers or whoever, so that they can make that decision.
Mm-hmm. See, the problem with the research is it's not going to be accurate, because they've been doing this sport since they were children before their frontal lobe was fully developed.
True.
So they got a slushy for brain. That before they even get to adulthood. So we would really have to, and people aren't going to do this, we would really have to have adults who've never played start playing as adults, or really pay attention to scans from the beginning of the peewee leagues on
maybe
up.
Scans need to be required in peewee leagues so that they can do the research. Every so out, like every 6 months or something like that, they need to have them.
Yes, I agree with that. Or we ban contact for anything outside of college, you know, college and pro. Of course, if you're going to have contact football, then that's the time when you can do it. But anything.
Then what about boxing?
I would say the same thing. Well, you don't see a whole lot of peewee boxing.
The Golden Gloves.
Oh,
yeah. They
hit.
Yeah.
And what is it?
MMA.
Yeah.
MMA.
You was about to say MMB.
That's I mean, even that, you know, it's not like these skills can't be honed during childhood.
Right.
But then the practice of the contact is when you're an adult.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much research already. We already know that children's brains are not done, that people's brains are not done till at least around the age of 25. Mm-hmm. We already know this. So, but yet we still continue to put people in positions where they can experience severe damage before your brain's even done.
Yeah. And you got to think there are other countries who have highly, what is the word I want to look? Just rigorous sports.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have nearly as many injuries. If you ask me to become an Asian katana carrier, I'm slicing off everything. I'm not going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there are ways around it. But of course, we do live in a country that hates change. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're not going to take my football away from me.
Yeah.
Pigskin. Sir, it's not even pigskin no more. Stop that.
Yes.
You know? And so it's just kind of like, so you would rather watch the game and unalive the player.
And other people around the player.
And other people, because there is a lot of people who have died recently.
Yes.
Because of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Kids included.
Yes. even I would say wrestlers, like WWE, mm-hmm. you know, there's a case, I can't remember his last name, it's Chris something, you know, had a rage and, mm-hmm. you know, took his family mm-hmm. out. Yeah. So it's really any kind of where you're going to be consistently, contact. Yeah, your head is just going to be banged up on stuff
yeah.
all the time. I mean, your brain, it's not like it's stationary in there. It's just basically floating around in there.
Right.
It's yeah, you have slushy. A
skull. Right. You have a skull around it to protect it, but it can't protect it from everything.
Right.
Because the skull can be cracked.
Quite yeah. easily, actually.
Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. it ain't that thick.
No. So sad.
It is. But hopefully, I mean, you know, I do believe Mexico probably will extradite him back because they don't play that.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to be in a Mexican jail. So yeah. we'll know more about this soon. I can
imagine.
Yeah,
as it unfolds. Yeah, absolutely.
I feel bad for his brother.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he, you know, of course, they lost their mom and he's potentially going to lose his brother to the system.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like he been lost him now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Like I said, he's it's been hard. Declining. It's not just
yeah
this incident. But yeah. So our last and final topic is another couple. But this one kind of threw everybody for a loop. Very shocking. But it is Jeezy and Jeannie Mai.
Mm.
So and let me first say, no, we're not condoning any of the things that she said about dating mm-hmm. black men, people of color, any of that. That's not what we're talking about. We're specifically talking about mm-hmm. them coming together and their marriage. That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is one of those where I understand why people say, don't look at celebrity relationships as couple goals.
No.
Because you have zero idea. You don't know these people at all.
Right.
At all. You know an image that's been crafted and placed onto social media with a publicist and a team and all of these things. You're not seeing these people's real lives. Mm-mm. So based off their social media persona, I will say I was surprised mm-hmm. because from what we're allowed to see, they seemed like a very happy couple, like they loved each mm-hmm. other and, you know, were very, you know, dedicated to being together. But again, yeah. you don't know these people.
So. You don't. But documentation shows that everything was notarized in June mm-hmm. and he filed September. So it's no telling when he actually started meeting with his lawyer and things like that. So, mm-hmm. I mean, there are signs that he's been unhappy, but when you look at their social media, like Dr. Strickland was saying, it seemed everything was okay. And it kind of seems like maybe she was in the dark, which that could be a possibility. We don't know any of that.
Yeah.
But it's just, it is sad to kind of see the marriage dissolve when it seems like they worked so hard to get to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all, marriage is not for the faint.
No,
it is not for the faint. You have to be thick skinned, as they say.
Yeah, well, you know, marriage is not a you know, it's not like a pair of glasses, right? They don't make things clearer. It's it's a magnifier.
Yeah.
So it takes
a magnifier on you.
Right. So it ain't that you see yourself in a clear, oh, like, oh, that makes so much sense. No, it takes everything that is a flaw about you and puts a magnification glass on that, because your partner is going to point out every little thing, because all the stuff that was nice and cute back then, now all of a sudden, you know, 5 years in, it's like, look,
you irritating me.
If you don't stop doing X, Y, Z, 1, 2, 3, and A, B, C right now.
I think I was in one of my little classes when we was working on one of these degrees. And it was like a marriage and family class or something like that. And the professor said the same thing. She said, yeah, the things that the couples think that is so cute when y'all were dating, and then it becomes an irritant the mm-hmm. longer you're mm-hmm. you're married.
Mm-hmm. It really do.
It is.
You know, I'm a big fan of really having those difficult conversations before you walk down the aisle, just so that you have a healthier platform to stand upon. Mm-hmm. Once you do get married, I literally had someone that used to go to these church functions with me. And she was like, do you think people should go to premarital therapy? And I'm like, do you not want the marriage to succeed? Like, people always say, we don't need therapy. You don't know what you need until the situation that already popped up in your life.
Right.
The amount of people that I see that are couples who don't know what type of sex somebody like. Mm-hmm. That don't know how they like they spaghetti cooked, sugar or no sugar. The fact that they don't know how they like their house clean. The fact that you don't know about how you want the bills paid.
Mm-hmm. You don't even know how many children y'all want.
Or if
you want them at all.
Want them.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, you don't know their mental health history. It's things like this that should be the topic of conversation in a relationship, but also you should be able to go to a licensed mental health professional to get couples therapy, premarital therapy.
Yes.
Now, I grew up in church. I understand the natural route to go and speak to a minister and have them do your couples counseling. You can do that as well, but there still needs to be a licensed mental health professional. You can do both.
Girl, you were just talking about how, you know, how you like your spaghetti cooked. That wasn't it. Weirdly enough, that was an issue for me and Derek.
I believe it. It's
a thing. Important. Yeah, because he was the type of person that he mix all his together. Like once he cook the meat and the sauce and the noodles, he just mix it all together and he just eat it. I grew up, you had your noodles. So you get whatever noodles you want, and then you put however much sauce you want on there. Because I don't like a lot of sauce.
We grew up in a proper family.
On my noodles.
Come on, Bridgerton.
And when he mixed that spaghetti in there, I was like, what are you doing?
See, I don't like it because there be some days where I want a little meat. And then there's other days where I just really want a little noodle. I just wanted some chili. Really, that's what I wanted. But I want to be able to decide.
Yes.
Don't put my Parmesan in there either.
No.
I don't want any of that. If I want a SpaghettiOs, I would have popped a top.
Yes, that part. And he put sugar in his rice. And I was like, what are you doing?
Now, I do like sugar in my rice, but I'm not going to put it in the pot. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do not ever cook me rice, ever.
No.
Ever.
You're going to get the regular rice. You're going to have a little bay leaf in there.
I was like, what are you doing?
No.
Who raised you?
I mean,
you don't put no sugar in no rice.
No. Not when it's not going to be.
No, I put sugar in my rice and my grits.
I
hate salt and pepper.
I do that, but I'm saying, like, I don't put it in the thing. I let people decide.
Oh, no, I don't put it in the pot. I put it on my portion.
See, look, you got me cussing, got me.
But,
yeah, I put it in my portion.
I feel like it's a grain. So whatever you want to do with your grain, do that. I'm cool with it. But don't do it to the whole pot.
No.
I'm gonna tell him he's never had brown sugar in his rice. Tiffany said
brown sugar, he's always done
white sugar in his rice. So I'm gonna have to tell him try brown sugar one day. I imagine it tastes different.
I like brown rice.
It's more brown sugar.
I've had that,
white sugar.
I've done both.
It's kind of the thing that goes on oatmeal. You know what I mean?
Mm.
They typically put it in the oatmeal, like brown sugar oatmeal.
Oh yeah,
but yeah, it tastes
loves
good.
That.
Yeah,
favorite
a little
flavor.
Butter, a little sugar, but I do all. It depends on what the meal is.
Yes, he puts white sugar in his rice.
I do too.
I've never heard of people doing it in the pot, though. It's like, okay, so you was going to make rice pudding, and we was going to have that with the meat?
When I scooped that rice in my bowl, and it was sweet, yeah, we had a problem. I said, you done messed up a whole thing.
I can't eat
thing
rice without sugar. Like white rice, I cannot eat it without sugar.
Butter, salt, pepper. Oh, this is the debate of the country though. Grits and rice.
I know, right?
First of all, I'm Creole, so I eat it always because I'm not fit to have no sweet rice with my etouffee or my gumbo. I'm not doing that. I will be sick.
Yes, tea. Butter, salt, and pepper. See, that's what I'm talking about.
If I'm eating a savory, but all rice ain't savory. Rice can be sweet.
No.
People eat yams. That's a potato.
Now, I ain't never had no savory yams. Now, hold on. You going a little too far now.
Yeah. When I do my, if I do them in the oven, I don't put no extra sugar on them. I chop them bad boys up, a little salt, pepper, put a little smoked chipotle.
I put cinnamon sugar on mine.
I don't need all that.
Hold on. She done went too far now. Hold on, y'all.
We don't have to end the podcast. Hold on. Time out, y'all. Went
too far. She done made savory yams.
It's a sweet potato.
It ain't sweet enough.
I'm a potato girl, and I prefer my potatoes to not be sweet.
We done went on a whole rant, y'all.
I know.
It's okay. They know. They've been with us. What were we talking about?
Been with us for 3 years.
It's okay. The point of the matter is, eat it how you want to eat it,
right?
And stop judging everybody else.
I wonder that if this part. Is what broke them up. Because you know they said on, what was the reason? It said something like family. It was like values and
expectations.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It probably was.
You know, I just can't get what you put.
See, are y'all talking about absolutely not? But when y'all have to go on a diet and you cannot add sugar.
I'm going to get their stevia. Wrong sugar.
But see, this is the thing. I can't add all that stuff because a lot of those plants have estrogen in it. So y'all want the cancer to come back. That's what y'all telling me.
Oh.
That's what y'all want.
Xylitol?
What'd you say?
Xylitol? Can we
please? You really want me to die now? But the point is, eat it however you want to eat it. That really is the point. Everybody taste buds is different. They like it differently. I like it a variety of ways. In fact, you can go in my refrigerator right now. There's a whole pot of white rice with bay leaves in it because that adds extra seasoning. And I scoop it out. And if I want some sugar and butter, I put the sugar and butter on there. If I want a salt pepper with the butter, I put that on there.
Wow. I learned something.
I might want some gravy on it.
About both of y'all.
Little beef tips. You never know.
Mm.
It's all right. Mm. See, we done had a debacle.
Yes. Clearly, y'all can see we don't eat the same.
But y'all, let me bring that stuff up here and they would taste it.
It'd be sugar on it.
Mm-hmm. Y'all still would taste it and y'all
I taste it, but I'm going to put sugar on it before I taste it.
Because before somebody decided they wanted to go vegan, she was eating that gumbo and didn't have no extra sugar.
Wait a minute.
It didn't have no sugar on the rice.
Hold on. Not in the comments. Tiffany said, allegedly, perhaps, supposedly, maybe. They broke up over pineapple on pizza.
No, they didn't. No.
No.
No, they didn't.
I eat it, but I don't like it like
that. Not that pineapple on that pizza. Honey.
The Hawaiian.
I would have had to rethink that marriage too, hun. But I need to know that before we get married.
Okay. How you eat your pizza?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a sweet pizza person?
Pepperoni.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Man.
Mm-hmm. We've been out here cutting up, y'all.
Now, y'all, we are at the end of the show because we will continue to talk about food. I know us. But next week's show is going to be Movie Mental Breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be doing
How to Be a Player.
I was about to say the Players Club.
Don't want to be a player no more.
We will be doing How to Be a Player. Y'all may be surprised on some of the takes that we took because we were surprised at some of the things we were saying.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I done got old, Lord.
Mm-hmm. It's all right.
And it's okay to have old with us.
It did.
So y'all make sure y'all tune into that. If you are listening, it will be posted at midnight on that Wednesday. If you want to see it, it will be posted at 7:30 p.m. on YouTube. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, follow, share it. And please, if y'all are not following us across all social medias, please do that. We are trying to get our YouTube and Facebook, everything. We're just trying to get everything up.
Yes.
So
follow us individually and follow us as a group.
Yes. So if you on my page and you part of the 92,000 people, why y'all not following us on other stuff? Why y'all doing me like that? Y'all making me look bad.
Hi.
Okay.
Come on. Follow Balance Speaking.
Oh, yeah. Follow us, too.
The private practice.
Yes. Because we want to be out here showing love, too.
Yep.
Okay.
So we will see y'all next week.
Thank y'all for joining.
Must be this volume control.
So, okay, interns, process your notes. Be sure to catch us next session and find us on all major platforms at The Recycled Podcast.
If you're a new intern, be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and share.
Thanks for listening. And remember,
We are shifting and reshaping our psyche through healing conversations and connections, one discussion at a time.